provided with agricultural agents to keep them abreast of farming trends. They were granted low-interest loans to aid in the mechanization of their farms. And now that they have succeeded in becoming successful, they are paid not to farm. And these are the same people who now say to black people whose ancestors were brought to this country in chains and who were emancipated in 1863 without being given land to cultivate or bread to eat, that they must pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. What they truly advocate is socialism for the rich and capitalism for the poor. I wish that I could say that this is just a passing phase in the cycle of our nation's life. Certainly times of war, times of reaction throughout the society. But I suspect that we are now experiencing the coming to the surface of a triple-pronged sickness that has been lurking within our body politic from its very beginning. That is the sickness of racism, excessive materialism, and militarism. Not only is this our nation's dilemma, it is the plague of Western civilization. As early as 1906, W.E.B. Du Bois prophesied that the problem of the 20th century will be the problem of the color line. Now, as we stand two-thirds into this crucial period of history, we know full well that racism is still that hound of hell which dogs the tracks of our civilization. Ever since the birth of our nation, white America has had a schizophrenic personality on the question of race. She has been torn between selves, a self in which she proudly professed the great principles of democracy, and a self in which she madly practiced the antithesis of democracy.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio. At 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel. Transmitting all day.
Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Skyline Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Thank you. We thank God today for being God, and that he said he changes not. We don't have a right to change either. We got to stay tuned in to what he says and be led and guided by his Spirit and the Word of God. If you're not led of the Spirit, the Bible tells me you ain't his. And the Spirit don't do no wrong. Nothing but right all the time. Jesus set the example for us to live by. He commissioned us to go into all the world, preach and teach, tell men to observe everything that he said from this Bible. And he said he's going to be with us. We don't have to fear mankind. We have a lot of fear of mankind on earth now, and it shouldn't be. We disrespecting God when we fear man. We supposed to fear God, which means reverence God, honor and lift him up. This is what God desires of us, even this very day. And we need to give him what he did. Look what he done for us. Look where he brought us from. Look what he taught us. Look where he sent us to this place this day. And we need to give honor and praise even to him for what he's already done. And I thank God today that everything he done for me, I appreciate it. And I tell him every day of my life, Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me. There was a time in life when they say I could not do this, that, and the other. And God told me just stay steadfast. Don't be moved by no doctrine. Stay in the Word. And so far, thank God, this day, I stay in the Word. And I let the Word stay in me. And I'm tempted like everybody else. But there's something within me that tells me to stand up. Don't back up, but stand up. And if I can continue to do that, I ain't going to have to worry about where I'm going. I already know where I'm going. When I leave this place, I'm going to see Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. In all obedience to God, to Jesus, and to the Holy Spirit that liveth in every one of us in here this morning, and keep us, give us strength, give us the know-how, give us the wisdom and the understanding of his embodiment. I thank God for that. And to all of you, all the ministers of God, evangelists, preachers, whoever you may be in the body of Christ, we thank God for you this day. Because without him, we'll be nothing. We'll still be in the cornfield, the cotton field. The Lord has brought us out of that and put us in a land that flows with milk and honey. And this is what I tell people all the time. Don't stay in Egypt. Get out of Egypt. Come in New Jerusalem, where God take care of you at. We won't have to want and thirst and hunger after he already filled up a cup. And David said it like this, my cup runneth over. Say, goodness and mercy are going to follow me all the days of my life. And that's where we come in compliance to what Jesus said. Jesus fulfilled the old covenant. He fulfilled it. He brought it to an end. If we deny that, we deny in Christ. He brought all things to an end. Today, we're going to look in the book of St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, and the 13th through the 20th verse. We're going to talk to you today about line on line, precept by precept. What Jesus said, this is out of Jesus' mouth. What we teach you today come directly from Jesus. Didn't go through no apostle or nothing. It come directly out of Christ's mouth. And it's saying it to the church today. 5th chapter of Matthew, starting verse 13 through 20. The Bible says, ye are the salt of the earth. If the salt have lost its savior, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but be cast out and be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not, listen good, that I am come to destroy the law or the prophet. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily, that means truthfully, I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and, what did he say, teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. And I thank God for that today. And he say, for I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. My God, thank you, Jesus. He's setting the thing for us. And we got to take it as he said. Not what we believe and what I think, but as he said. And I want to say to you, ye are the salt of the earth. Ye, the called, sanctified, and those that are kept by God. He said, ye are the salt of the earth. Now, somebody say salt. It's a mineral used to season and preserve food. The word God, the word of God seasons, and the Holy Spirit preserved us or seals until Jesus come back and receive us unto himself. We, the children of God, not just the pastor, are the salt of the earth. Everybody that's been born again, born of the Spirit and of the blood, are the salt of the earth. Jesus wants me to remind you that you ain't no play toy. That you're a chosen one. You are the royalty of God according to this book. He wants you to know that. He wants you to stop cutting yourself down, saying who you're not. If you believe you're not, you're not. And you're going to fail somewhere in life. But when you keep lifting the name of Jesus up, you can't fail. There's no even reason for stumbling according to the word of God. Here, Christ just finished teaching them on how you got to be the attitudes of him, Jesus Christ himself. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, they shall become. Blessed are the meek, shall they inherit the earth. And he started teaching the disciples these things. See, blessed means already in the past. We need to say that. We already been saved, sanctified, and filled with God's power. Why we don't use the power? He gave it to us. You didn't earn it. It's because of his free gift and his mercy and compassion that he had for us. The reason we have the power. You got the power to tread upon serpents. The Bible says drink deadly poison and say, won't even do you no harm. Why we don't exercise our authority that God has given us and stop running around your house about what we're not and say what we can be. We got to strive in perfection of Jesus Christ. We don't need to keep hollering about what I'm not. We got to say what God has made me, where he brought me from, and what he's teaching me now. We got to learn how to love one another as he first loved us. We got to learn how to have wisdom and not just natural understanding. You got to see God for what he is, who he is, and what he's done for you. And we're going to be secured in him. I want y'all to be straightforward. I want you to be the salt of the earth. The church is supposed to teach every nation on this earth how to live. We're supposed to do it by precepts and examples. Everywhere I go, I don't never tell them about I'm Reverend Smith. I don't do that. If you don't see it in me, you will never know it. But you're going to see this in me. There's something strange about him. He's not a common guy. He don't act like everybody act. Why he don't keep no noise like everybody keep. Something about him is different. He's a meek-spirited person. He look out for the welfare of other people. He don't never exalt himself in no place, no how, no when. Because I don't need to. If God can't pick me up, then nobody else can pick me up. See, I can take your past on the back and you can run me crazy, thinking I'm somebody special when I'm just a servant of God, just like you are. If I ain't walking in the light, as Jesus in the light, you don't have to listen to me. My lifestyle determines who I am, even this day. The Bible goes on to say to you, to us, if you lose your good understanding, your good report, you ain't good for nothing no more. People going to talk about you, lie on you, take what you got from you, set you up, get in the corner and talk about you. They going to say you ain't this, you ain't that, you ain't the other. Look, ignore that, because they don't have the understanding of God. Because the Bible say, whatever you say unto the least of these, my brother, you done to me. So if I cast you down, I'm casting the law down according to the holy word of God. If I can't lift you up, I'm going to leave you alone. The word say it here to us, and we got to stand by. He said, you the salt. You the seasoning source of this whole world. It's not the Congress, not the Senate, not the President, but you are the chosen of God, is the seasoning taste to the whole world. That's why in 28 Matthew told to go into all the world and preach and teach and tell parents to do everything I say, and I'm going to be with you. I don't care how they come against you. I'm right there with you. And I'm going to stay with you until you complete your job. And we have to do what the Lord say. We have to do it like he said, when he said, and how he said do it. He said, went on to tell us that, he said, but you are the light of the world, a city that is sit on a hill that cannot be hid. You're going to be blameless, harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Everywhere you go, you ought to shine. That's God's glory. That's what it is. Ain't no real light. It's God's glory that's in you. Gonna make you stand out. I don't have to get up and say, I'm the king. I'm the king. I don't have to do that. God's glory gonna shine through me and let you know I am a child of the king. If I ain't got no light shining, I need to shut up. That's what's wrong with the church today. You got too many dark spots in the church. Your light's supposed to glow up when you come in that outer court out there. The light's supposed to come on. And then when you leave out of here, it's supposed to stay on. Everywhere you go, your light's supposed to shine. You ought to be of good cheer. You should never come in here with your head down, feeling sorry for yourself, feeling I ain't no good. They say I ain't no good. I ain't this, I ain't that, and I ain't the other. Don't do that. Especially around me, because I'm going to straighten you out. Always exalt yourself through the word, not through your personal feeling, through the word. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'm going to draw. You don't have to try to draw nobody. I don't never campaign for people to follow me. I just get up and say what God say. When I say what God say, people are going to listen. Because I'm a son and my heir and a journey out together with Jesus Christ. And I don't have to come tell you that. Every time I get up, I ain't got to say I'm Reverend Smith. I don't believe in that anyway. I believe that if my light shine, people know who I am. I don't have to go around telling you I'm Reverend Smith. My light going to shine and tell who I am. He said you don't have to be ashamed of the light. See, Jesus' life, L-I-F-E, is our light, L-I-G-H-T. When you accept Christ as Lord and Savior, you become lit up. And everywhere you go, you're going to shine. And everybody you meet, listen good. Everybody you meet, you're going to know how to address them. I can meet a man that don't even know God. I know how to approach him.
because the Spirit of God that lives inside of me going to direct my mind and my heart to know how to talk to the brother, because if I get too scripture with him, I'm going to run him off. But I got to know how to approach him to get him to first hear me. If he don't hear me, he'll never get saved. But if I can get his attention and I can speak to him what the Lord said, and I'll be like Jesus. I ain't going to put a heavy load on him. Jesus said, I taught not a word except for the use of a parable. I want him to understand what I'm saying first before I start dropping bums on him. Because Jesus told her, the well-learned people in the church, the scribe and Pharisee, he said, woe be unto you, scribe and Pharisee. You worship me with the lip, but your heart is far from me. A lot of time we know a lot of stuff, but we don't show a lot of stuff. We got to act like Christ. Jesus, I don't care what you had did in life, Jesus never brought it up anymore. He told you, you're forgiven. Go in peace. Don't do that no more. Why we changed the style? Y'all want to remind me what I did in 1960. Reb, you know what happened in 1960? I ain't got nothing to do with that. God done changed me. He done brought me out of 1960. And he put me in a 2025. Those things gone away. I don't need to bring them up no more. I don't even hear many preachers preach about Jeremiah 3:16, about the Ark of Covenant. I don't hear that. They're scared of that. That's because they're sure of their faith. He said, don't mention Ark of Covenant no more. Don't bring it up. Don't remember it no more, because I'm giving you a pastor after my heart. Going to feed you with knowledge and understanding. We don't want that. We want to always bring up something and tell people what they can't do. I promise you, this one person here will challenge you anytime. When you tell me I can't do it, I'm going to do it. Just to show I got power in me to do what you say I can't do. And the power will come from above. It's not my might, because I fall in my might. But his might, I'm going to excel in the might of Jesus Christ. And he let us know that even this day. This day he lets us know that. And he went on to say, listen to me say, the light that's in you, brothers and sisters, don't put it up under no bush. Put it on the candlestick. That it'll give light to everybody that see you, that face you, that understand you. And you ain't going to be condemned because the light shining in you, it ain't more about you anymore. It's about the light that's inside of you. It's about Christ that's living inside of you. He's being manifested through you by the mercy and glory of God. And we got to keep that in mind. He said, don't put your light on the bushel, but put it on the candlestick. Wherever I go, I'm Lionel Smith. I'm Lionel Smith. If I go in a ball coat, I'm still Lionel Smith. That ball ain't going to change me because I'm anchored in Christ. He got me locked up. See, remember Paul said he's a prisoner of the Lord. That means he's locked up. He can't do what he want to do no more. Because I got to do what the Lord say now. Because I'm in jail in Jesus Christ. And I'm happy where I am. So then, stop belittling yourself and know who God say you are. He said, you got the light now. You accepted me, so the light is inside of you. And he said, let it so shine before who? Man. Huh? Man. I ain't got to get no bell and run down these aisles and say, Lionel Smith, Reverend Lionel Smith, Dr. Lionel Smith. I ain't got to do that. If you don't see it in me, it ain't there. You're supposed to see it because you serve as we heirs and journey heirs together with the Lord. And now he ain't going to let you see everything I see because I'm the pastor. He going to show me something that'll give you. Not you give me. He gonna straighten me out. He gonna keep me in the right mold, the right place, and right attitude. If I can't teach you what Solomon told, pray the prayer one day. See, Lord, give me the wisdom to go in for my people, come out from them and go into them, and give me the wisdom to judge them or treat them right. I want to know how to treat them like you treat them. And he blessed Solomon with more wisdom than anybody will ever have on the face of this earth. And that's what we got to hunger and thirst after, the wisdom of God, that God will put in us what we need to say at the same time we need to say it. And then when we say something, we're going to convict people, but not condemn them. They're going to change, switch from their old ways unto the new way in Christ Jesus. And that's what the Lord wants us to understand and wants us to see that every day of our life. He wants us to look like he looked. When he yes shall appear, the Bible tell me now. If y'all got a Bible, then my Bible wrong, y'all correct me. When he yes shall appear, we shall be like him, shall see him as he is. We got him hanging everywhere, all over America. Up on a post of long hair, straight hair, blue eyes. Bright skin. That's the biggest lie according to Revelation 1, 12 through 15. The biggest lie I've been told in the history of the church. And we need to stand on that and stop running from the truth and stand on the truth. And God gonna bless us for the truth. If I see a brother overcoming a fault, I'm gonna go to that brother and talk to him in the nicest way I can, that he may hear me and refrain from what he's doing. If a brother overcoming a fault in the church today, even though all of us know he did something, I ain't gonna bring him, call him out. I'm gonna talk to him and let him see that he's done wrong first. And if he repent, God gonna forgive him. You know, I ought to forgive him unless I ain't saved. Say, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. The church is supposed to be full of good works. You already been saved now. You're walking in the light as he's in the light. You a friend, as together with Jesus Christ, called to the word. I ain't talking about what you think or feel. Called to the word, we as and journey as together with Jesus Christ after being saved. Why we can't walk like him? Why we can't treat the brothers and sisters like we want to be treated? He said, in Christ you show good works. Every work in the church should be good. Shouldn't be no false work in the church. If there's any, at this very moment, you ought to change and be converted right now. Without me saying or calling you up, you ought to be converted right now at this moment. Because you know it's out of order. And say, glorify the Father. When you see me doing something good, what you need to say, look how the Lord working with him. Because I know he ain't capable of doing what he's doing. Look how the Lord working with him now. And look what he say, he in the word, he teaching the word, he demonstrating it through his own personal life. Look at him. God got to have him because he wasn't that good. He ain't no better than nobody else. You telling the truth, I'm not. But I'm sanctified by the word. I'm set apart for the work of the ministry through the word. So he say, if you sanctify, filled with the Holy Ghost, look, let your light so shine. Let it shine. I don't have to boast about nothing. Let it shine. Whenever it shine, if you go where non-believers, that darkness, you go in the midst of non-believers, you're going to light the whole room up. What you mean, preacher? When you go in the midst of, it's going to be like a sore thumb. You're going to be the only one in the room that ain't clowning. That's an honor, y'all. That's an honor for me to walk in a room and I'll be the only one not clowning. That means God got me. He's holding me. Because I hadn't seen, thank God, thank you, Jesus. I ain't seen a human being on this earth I want to be like. Just Jesus. Because when I try to be like you, I'm going to fall. You're not the maturity of my heavenly host. When I see Jesus, that's enough. I'm going to see him as he is. And the Bible says I'm going to be just like him when he yet shall appear. So I need to practice that on this earth now, how Jesus looked. My attitude in teaching you got to be like Jesus taught. Everybody was in fault, came to Jesus. He never criticized them or brought up their fault. He always said, go in peace. See, once you acknowledge Christ, it gives you a new attitude with people. It tell you how to meet. Look, people tell me all the time, Rev, you go over there. I say, yeah, I go. What's stopping me from going? I got my peace in hand. But Rev, that's a bad place, so I'm a good place. Good go override bad any time. If I can't go where you go, I ain't real. When I go, I'm supposed to stay the same. I'm locked in Christ Jesus. I'm supposed to be locked at the water over my head or under my feet. I'm supposed to be locked into Christ Jesus where you can't pull me off. Every wind of doctrine don't move me. Why? Because I'm locked in. I'm locked in prison of the Lord. And when I get locked in, I ain't got no say-so no more. The Holy Spirit is my say-so. I'm wrapped up, I'm tied up, and I'm tangled up. I can't get away. Even though I want to try sometime to get away, but I can't get away. Let this mind be in you that was also whereabout? In Christ Jesus. I tell y'all all the time, I don't entertain negative thoughts. I've been talked about, scandalized most of my life. And I learned one thing about that. Whenever you talk about me, I want to make sure you're a liar. I'm going to send you to hell talking about me. Because the Bible says a liar would not tarry in his sight. I'm going to make sure you're hellbound talking about me. I'm going to walk upright in Christ Jesus. Everything I can, I'm going to look in this book and see where I'm off at. If I'm off a little bit, I'm going to repent on the spot and tell God to straighten me up because they're looking for faults in me. I've been through this. I worked on a job. I was a supervisor. The men used to tell me, say, let us do this. We're going to cool it. No, we ain't going to cool it. We're going to get the job done. We're going to get the job done. I got the job done. I ain't no fellowship, no love with you. I got to do what it takes for me to get the job done. And all this other foolishness that you're talking about, you do that when you go home. But you can't do it around me. Can't do it around me. We got to stay steadfast. I don't want no conviction on my job. I want exaltation. I don't want you to tell me what you can't do. We're going to go do it. Because Jesus is living inside of me. What do I look like telling you how to jump and I can't jump? The Bible says, thank not that I come to destroy the law. Oh, God, it's heavy here. Jesus saying, y'all, I didn't come to destroy the laws that have been given because I gave them. I gave them for the betterment of mankind. I gave the law. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, all the same person. Am I right, Doctor? I gave the law. I was trying to teach you something, how to be obedient to the law and how to honor and respect God the Father. He said, I didn't come to destroy it. Or the prophets, what the prophets preach. I didn't come to destroy, but I come to fulfill it. My God, my God, my God. Jesus Christ. Think about that now. Romans 10 and 4 say, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Good God Almighty. That's scripture, y'all. I ain't talking out of my head. That's scripture. Say what it means. God, Jesus fulfilled the law. There was no need for no law no more when Jesus fulfilled it. When he died, he was buried, that he rose again with what? All power, heaven and earth, in his hand, and he injected that within us. So we shouldn't be condemned after being saved, sanctified, and filled with God, Holy Spirit. How are you going to be condemned? And Jesus said, therefore, there's no condemnation to those that walk in the Spirit of God. How are you going to be condemned? Listen at the devil. Bring condemnation. I try to listen at God's word only. Because I done suffered on this earth a long time. Many things. Because I wasn't listening at what God had said that who I was. Now that I know who I was, I don't
entertain these little negative thoughts and stuff. He said, I didn't come to destroy no law. Jesus was a fulfillment after 42 generations. He fulfilled the law. He filled it with mercy and grace and peace. When I see somebody in the church raising hell all the time, they ain't fixed. They ain't fixed. Christ come in your life, you're humble and meek and to the point. You ain't compromising with nobody. You saying what the words say, and you can point to what the words say. You can stand on what the words say, and ain't no condemnation in you. And what we do most time, the scriptures say one thing, we say, this is what it means. It means just what it say. We delete the power of God when we start analyzing the word of God. Whatever, when the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I got to act it and walk in it. If I'm God's servant, I got to act rich. I got to show that I possess what he said. 24th number son said, the earth is the Lord, and what? The foot is there. I got that. That's my daddy. And whatever he is mine. Now, there are people that deny that. But I don't deny it because the word said it. And I thank God for it. He seen, not that I was so good, but I was hungry and thirsty after ways to please the Lord. And when I found out how to please God, I started walking therein. He said, I didn't come to destroy. Jesus fulfilled the law. He fulfilled the law. Under the law, there was no mercy. No mercy under the law. But when you accept Christ as Lord and Savior, forgiveness and mercy and peace and all love start jumping on. He told me, if I don't love the brother whom I'm with every day, how can I love him? God help me, Jesus. He said, love even your enemy. Church people, we have a problem with that, don't we? People that talk about us, we hold a little grudge or something. We don't tell the church because we want to be more than we are. We don't tell the church, I hate that one. I hate that rascal. We don't say it, but it's in our heart. You just was to say it. When they kill one of the disciples, they say, well, we ain't going to kill Peter because the first day of the week come, we ain't going to get our hand messed up now. We get him after Easter come, after Easter's over. You still had planted the seed of death in you. You just want to kill him then. So there's nothing that we do the Lord can't see it. He know our intent of our thoughts, y'all. This Jesus speaking. It ain't me. He said, verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle of this shall not pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. And Jesus was under the law. Y'all, did y'all know that? Christ came under the law? Huh? He came under the law. The Bible tell me, if you don't confess that he had a fleshly body like ours, he said, you don't know God. He had to come in a fleshly body so that we wouldn't do things, say things, oh, yeah, he from heaven. Can't nobody do what he do because he from heaven. No, God put him through a fleshly woman, and he come in a fleshly body, and he showed the scars. When he come out the grave, he showed the scars in his hand and his feet that he was the Son of God, that he died for the sins of this world. And if you accept him and confess him, you'll be saved. That's his word, not mine. I take him at his word. I believe in him that strongly. He said, ain't nothing going to get out of the law until I fulfill what my father sent me to do. And he stood on it, and the father confirmed it with him. And I thank God today that he is like some of us. We'll say we're going to do this, and we go do that. But we got to start just doing what the Bible say. If you want to know what the Bible say, how are we supposed to be read the 5th chapter of Matthew? That ought to tell you something. You don't have to listen at me. I know you have rejection sometime about me, but I'm teaching you what the word of God said without a shadow of a doubt. It's the word. The Bible goes on to say, and whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, I can come in here and lie a little, half quote the scripture, and teaching you that, Lord, I'm gonna have to meet God and give an account of how I lied and how I tried to direct you into a place that God didn't tell you to go. But if you follow me in scripture, you'll know where I'm going. He said, shall teach them so he shall be called the least in the kingdom of God. I work here and give my life to Christ so I'll be one of the ones that he say, thy good and faithful servant. That's what I want to hear. I ain't living for mankind to pat me on my back and tell you how good I am, how great I am. That ain't going to bother me. I don't want you to even say nothing about me. Just say servant. That's a servant. My pastor's a servant. You make me feel good when you say that. My pastor's a servant. He's not Lord over nobody. He's not great. He's just straight. He's just straight. And he's going to tell it like it is. He's going to stand on the walls and proclaim the victory that came through Jesus Christ our Lord. But if we obey him and teach people the truth, we're going to be blessed among men. We're going to be great in the kingdom of God. Why you want to be a little thug all the time? Why would you want to be a thug all the time? You ought to want some joy sometime. If every Sunday you come to this church and you're finding fault in people, come here with your tears in your eye, head hung down, what a God that you serve. He said he's going to wipe your tears away. Where your God at? If another brother hurt, you ought to get the feeling of that brother and go have compassion on that brother and go to the brother and try to help him. God help us, Jesus. Help Lord Jesus. He said, he goes on to say it, for I say to you that except, listen at this, this is not me. You look in your Bible, see if I'm lying or not. I say to you, except your righteousness, your ways with God, your godless duties that you're doing shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. God help me. Ye shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of God, of heaven. Huh? In many churches on this earth, we do a lot of good works in the church. We come to choir rehearsal. We come to deacon meeting. We come to Wednesday serving. We get up and talk and teach. That's a good work. Well, is your heart right, though? Is your heart right? Do you have aught against another brother? Do you resent him because he wearing a tuxedo? You got a regular suit on. Do you resent her because she's singing a cappella and you can't even hit a note? If it's such thing, You ain't got nothing to worry about. Just tell God, say, Lord, according to your word, I'm lost. Have mercy on me and save me that I can love everybody I see. I want to be able to love everybody I see like you love me. Whilst I was yet in my sin, you died for me. You loved me so much that you gave up your life for me to come back where you was. Why can't we be like that? I'm pleading with you. Turn around. If you're guilty, if you're not guilty, thank you, Jesus. If you're guilty of that, please turn around. I'm like Jesus. See, I wish that nobody be lost. We're on a team, y'all. And I'm the pitcher. And all y'all the other eight positions. I'm just a pitcher. I'm throwing the pitch. I got a good catcher. and we see the spirit that worketh in you. And we're trying to correct, if it's not in order, we're trying to correct the spirit that worketh in you. Because the Bible tells me it got a lot of false prophets going out among us. And you got to have a spiritual discernment in order to catch these people. Because they'll have you upside down and you think you're standing on your feet. Because Satan is very convincing, very convincing. And I say to you this day, ye are the salt of this earth. As I close, I want to leave this with you. There's nobody else on earth can teach you but the one that God has set apart for the work of his ministry. And that ain't just the preacher. That's born again regular believers in Christ Jesus. We supposed to, I heard you just saying this morning in the Sunday school, God be first. You oughtn't have to tell me that. I ought to know he first. You belittling me when you tell me God put God first. You make me seem like I'm stupid telling me to put God first. I'm your leader. If I can't put God first, everything I do ought to be putting God first. He's a jealous God. And when we keep walking out the light, he allow our oppression, our depression to fall on us and follow us. That's to purify us and put us back in order. But if you don't give heed to him, his judgment is going to come on you. And I thank God today for that, for you, for blessing us, for keeping us, strengthening and sanctifying us. And 1 Peter, and we close with that, 1 Peter, 2nd chapter, the 9th verse, I think. This is what it says. And I close with this. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his, not mine, marvelous light. And this he closed with this. He said, which in time past, you wasn't nobody. You wasn't a people. But now, you're the people of God, which had not obtained mercy at first, but now have obtained mercy. God telling you what to do, who you are, where you are, and what you have accomplished, and you still throwing him out the window. Stop doing that. You make me look bad. Be assured of your faith or your salvation. When somebody meets you on the floor, who's your pastor? Lionel Smith? Oh, he ain't no good. That cut me down. He teach the word. My pastor teach the word. That's all he do, teach the word. And he stay in the midst of the people. And I thank God for that this day. I don't exalt myself, but I exalt him. There may be... I'm not walking by myself. I've got Jesus.
'cause I